All right, welcome to October 12th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. One of the reasons why I do the show is because I'm on a mission from Uncle Sam to make history as fun and exciting as one can make a history podcast. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you already live here but you have some questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Why? Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America! And now on to today's program. Forestier Underground Gardens becomes a historic landmark. The shoe-banging incident. Happy Pulled Pork Day. And Austin Matthews scores 4 goals in his NHL debut game. Alright, so now here I go! 1979. Forestier Undergrounds becomes a historic landmark. So how do you deal with the blazing heat of the San Joaquin Valley and the California desert, besides cranking the AC full blast? Well, if you're a Sicilian immigrant Baldessare Forestier, you become a mole man and start digging. He started digging a huge 65-room complex underground in 1906 and didn't stop until his death in 1946. Forestier lived up to his name and was big into gardening. Well, guess what? This underground tavern is now a museum. Containing 3 levels as deep as 23 feet, you walk through Roman arches and domes containing rooms with one magnificent garden after another, many with sunroofs and water inlets. Nice thing about these skylights is that it keeps the caverns cool as the hot air gets pushed out. Some of the plants and trees are over 100 years old, and fruits grow down there as well, including citrus, berries, and kumquats. The most amazing part about this place is that Baldessare created it all using his bare hands. The Forestier family worked with the state of California to preserve its legacy. Mamma mia! 1960. The shoe-banging incident happened. Or did it? And if so, how? Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev ruled the Soviet Union with an iron fist for 10 years, led the world to the brink of nuclear war during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and allegedly banged his shoe on the table during a debate he was losing at a UN convention on October 12, 1960. When Philippine delegates accused Khrushchev and the Soviet Union for swallowing up Eastern Europe and depriving it of political and civil rights, making Khrushchev a hypocrite for accusing the US for being imperialists, Khrushchev pulled off his right shoe, stood up, and brandished the shoe at the Philippine delegate on the other side of the hall. He then banged his shoe on the desk, according to New York Times reporter Benjamin Wells. But that's not what another New York Times reporter said. James Farron, who was also there, said he didn't bang his shoe on the table. He leaned over, took off a slip on his shoe, waved it pseudo-menacingly, and put it on the desk, but he never banged his shoe. A third reporter stated that the heel of the hand that held the shoe slammed the desk, but the shoe itself didn't touch it. Anyway, the famous shoe-banging incident was reported to happen on October 12, 1960, according to History.com, but the New York Times states it happened on the 13th. In either case, it's hilarious, and Khrushchev proved to the world just what a clown he was. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried.
2016. Today is National Pulled Pork Day, folks, and it just wouldn't be very pig-tastic without Sonny's Barbecue in Florida, home of the world's largest pulled pork sandwich, which was created on this day in 2016. 2,012 pounds at Central Park in Winter Park, Florida. God bless America. Is it a hunger problem we have in America or obesity? 2016. Matthews scores 4 goals in his debut NHL game. Austin Matthews, who had scored an amazing 40 goals in his first year playing pro hockey, originally from the Bay Area in California, learned how to play his favorite sport on a frozen lake in the fire pit of Scottsdale, Arizona, where he grew up, and would be the first overall draft pick by the Toronto Maple Leafs. But even though on his debut evening, Matthews would score two in the first half and two more in the second, an NHL record by the way, the Leafs would lose in overtime to the Senators. Ouch. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for October 12th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For example, did Khrushchev bang his shoe on the table or didn't he? Because now at this point, it's just bugging me.
Have you ever been to Forest Deer Gardens? What did you think if you have? How many miles would you go out of the way to go there again or recommend to anybody for the first time? Did you have a nice pulled pork day? Sorry, vegetarians. It's just when it comes to pigs, let there be no doubt. A hog can eat a full-size human being in about 8.5 minutes. Just saying. I know we're supposed to be smarter than the pigs, but here's the problem. I'm hungry, and pigs are delicious. So, again, sorry, vegetarians.
NHL fans, do you remember Matthews' debut game? Yeah, let me know in the comment board. While you're at the website, you can check out some of the multiple choice quizzes, so good luck with those. I have a wide variety of categories for you. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about the Department of the Navy, the motion detector, the amazing Colossal Man, and Texas. So don't miss it. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.